Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. Joining us now is our very own 1st District Congressman, Dr. Roger Marshall, coming off his big win. And you can't diminish this. This was a big win Tuesday night in our primary race for our U.S. Open U.S. Senate seat. Thank you for joining us this evening, Congressman. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, sir.
John, it's great that I forgot the favorite part of your show is the Johnny Cash intro song.
Well, that's for you.
My first album I ever had was Johnny Cash, and I love it. Just still love him to this day. But anyway, yeah, a big victory. A big victory for Kansas. A big victory for the Republican Party, too, that there was so much at stake here. Keeping the Republican majority in the Senate is so important. And I'm just so honored and just humbled, truly humbled, by the number of people that voted for us. It was a crowded race and a little bit of mud slung, and I'm just glad that we could survive $10 million of attack ads and still win. So, you know, Kansans are much smarter than the Washington, D.C. swamp thought they were, that they could see through the attack ads, and I'm just blown away by the margin of victory and how many people got out and voted. So thank you, Kansas.
Well, kudos to you that you can say the small amount that you can blow that off. I mean, it was a brutal primary. The key for us, though, now going forward is to unite. And I think we're going to be able to do that. This is very different than the governor's race. You and I have talked about this before, but Barbara Bollier is no Laura Kelly. Laura Kelly was a meek backbencher with no voting record to speak of because she was so quiet and shy. Barbara Bollier is nasty and toxic and has never been west of Topeka. This is going to be a very different race. And I think also, frankly, $30 million just drove out of Kansas when you won, because the Democrats aren't going to spend money trying to beat you like they would have some of the other candidates. I think you've got a good shot at this, don't you?
Well, John, we're very optimistic. And number one is, you're right. This is the time to unite the Republican Party. And I just want to make sure, I know many of your listeners, some of your listeners had to vote for other candidates. And I just want to tell them that we share the same values, faith, family, community, those things that you and I hold near and dear. The Constitution is what the Constitution is. I don't need any swamp rat telling me what the Constitution means. And yes, now I've got an enemy. I truly have an enemy now. It was no fun fighting with my friends and cousins who were on the, you know, made up the rest of this ticket, the battle. So I'm so glad to move on, put my sights, both barrels, right on the Democrats. Radical Democrat socialist agenda. And it's just not Barbara Bollier who's liberal. she would be part of a very liberal socialist. I mean, John, how could, when you and I were in history class and government class, we learned what Democrats were and Republicans, and then there was socialists and Marxists and communists. If you would describe today's Democrat Party, where would you put them on that spectrum?
Oh,
you're a political analyst. Where would you put them?
They're so far left, they're coming around the other side. I mean, case in point, they just nominated a guy in Lawrence for the Kansas House who called for Republicans to die of the coronavirus. This is how left their party has become.
Yeah, it is just incredible. And so you have Barbara Boyer, who has a very liberal voting record, that she's in favor of late-term abortions. She wants to take our guns away from us. She's made some really lewd comments about Catholic social services.
Yeah.
And really insulted the entire, Catholics across the world. The Catholic Social Service was a group that I worked so much with in Great Bend, helping adopt babies out. They did so much good work. And really, she's after your religious freedoms when people dive down into that. So people do need to understand she has a liberal voting record, that she is not a moderate. She is absolutely a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I really started digging into the numbers from Tuesday night, Barbara Boyer, if you look at those numbers, she got 152,900 roughly votes in a Democratic primary against a guy who spent less than $3,200. You received 158,500 votes in an 11 candidate primary where they spent millions trying to beat you. So think about that. You got more votes in an 11 candidate field than she got against somebody who barely spent $3,000. Just that right there shows you the chances of Barbara Boyer but the only downside is she's got $8 million in the bank. So we can't take her for granted. We have to be prepared. Republicans cannot sit back on their laurels thinking this is going to be an easy race. We have to get out and vote. We have to donate. We have to volunteer because she is going to come at you. She already has started. I already saw her Facebook, Twitter posts where she started attacking you and regurgitating some of the messages from the primary.
Yeah, John, so those are great points. So first of all, I didn't have any idea what you just decided, that we had more votes than she did. That blows me away. But I think I just want to make sure your listeners understand that President Trump's going to be on this ticket. And we need to get out and support President Trump. And then if you support President Trump, you're going to vote for Roger Marshall. And then right on down the line, your local state Senate, your local state House races, that's why we got to get out and make sure that we need to do more than control the Republican majority in the Senate, make sure President Trump gets reelected. We need to make sure we have a super majorities in the House and Senate. We're going to do the Value Them Both Amendment soon, and we're going to need both all of our gunpowder we can get to make sure we get that done as well.
Congressman, I know, setting aside the campaign, you guys are still, it seems like Nancy Pelosi just loves jerking your chain to get you back into D.C. You've got a few things still pending. Obviously, the Senate and Congress are in the midst of a fight trying to come up with some sort of another round.
Right.
You
right.
obviously don't support the House version because that was just another socialist gift. Where do you think that's going to fall? Do you think you're going to get some kind of compromise? Is Nancy going to compromise? It seems like House leadership's not willing to move an inch.
You know, as a physician, John, our saying is above all, do no harm. So I would rather do nothing than borrow $4 trillion more from our grandchildren, right? That's what the Democrats want to do, is that borrow another $3 or $4 trillion. I don't think a third of the money that we've already appropriated from the previous CARES Act has hit Main Street yet. We need to get liability protection done. Everywhere I go, and we've been in 200 communities in the past 3 or 4 weeks, people, the employers, the folks, that the decision makers, we need liability protection so we can get our kids back in school. I think a big reason school boards, decision makers are hesitant to get our kids back to school, they're afraid of being sued. If you're an employer, you're so afraid one of your customers or employees might get sick. And, you know, as long as you do some reasonable Kansas common sense practices, I think they need protection. The other issue we need to take care of is the unemployment insurance. Speaker Pelosi gave everybody an extra $600 per week. That comes out to, on top of the state unemployment insurance, about $25 an hour. So the other issue brought up across the state from folks is we can't get people to come back to work.
Right.
Can you imagine that? We're paying them $25 an hour to stay at home. And we told the speaker that was too much money in Kansas, and she wouldn't believe us. Well, she didn't care. And so we've got to somehow wind that down a little bit. I think the challenge right now is to get, how do we get our liability insurance, our liability protection, and spend the least amount of money we have to get that deal done. And if we don't get anything done for a week or two, I'm okay with that. I want to do what we can to help folks out, but I'm in no hurry to borrow another $3 trillion.
Well, it seems like you're of the same mindset. Better to pass a good bill than, or rather, better to pass nothing than to pass a bad bill. And it just seems like what same thing with, you know, Tim Scott, when he put together that police reform package, that was a great piece of legislation, and your counterparts are stuck on the AOC version.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is the Democrat senators wouldn't even vote to debate it.
Right.
Right. So the Senate's a little bit different, and I don't know if I just didn't quite get this one in my government class, but the Senate has to have a vote to debate a bill, and they would not even vote in favor of bringing that bill to the floor, and then you make it better, right?
Right.
That's the way the process works is if you and I have an idea, a concept, we bring it to our church board. We sit down with the church board and take some other elders and experienced people and say, well, how can we take this concept and make it better? But they wouldn't even do that because they don't want to solve the problem. Nancy Pelosi does not want President Trump to solve any problems, whether it's building the wall, securing our borders. You know, President Trump begged her to fix DACA, and she wouldn't do it. So this is just another example that the Democrats do not want us to solve any problems.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on. I wish you the best of luck. I know you've got a lot coming up, but we can't afford to. We just had the victory. Let's enjoy it a little bit, and then we got to ramp up. If folks are interested, it's KansansForMarshall.com. You still, I mean, I guarantee you, I haven't looked at the numbers, but I guarantee you spend a lot of money. You need more money. So if they can donate, they can volunteer,
absolutely,
they can help out, they can go to KansansForMarshall.com, correct?
That's absolutely, John, and really what we're looking for is to build out this grassroots. We have a presence in every county, whether it's helping us with some yard signs, making some phone calls for us eventually. There's plenty to do. And I just want to say thank you one more time to some of the folks at like Kansans for Life that got behind us. Just so appreciative of what their efforts and what a priority the sanctity of light is to me, life is going forward to me as well. Lots of other good folks, too, out there endorsed us, but just especially give them a shout-out. I really think that they made a big difference those last 2 weeks getting people out to vote. So thanks for having me on the show again. Appreciate your conservative heart and attitude and helping giving us a megaphone to get our conservative message out there as well. So thanks so much, John.
Of course, Doc. We'll have you on again anytime. And next time you're in Wichita, I look forward to seeing you, my friend.
Absolutely. Be safe.
Coming up, Senator Ty Masterson will join us to discuss the new look of the Kansas Senate after last Tuesday's primaries. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.